We begin Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Samachay Sif Chav Gimel. We continue learning Hilchos Ribbis, the halachos of interest. Mutal Habris Ben Dedunas Chesanyan. One could make the following arrangement when he's going to give his son-in-law a dowry. Kagan Shepasim Ledunya Labitai. The father-in-law has agreed to a certain amount. The Hisnam Chasnayin. He made a arrangement with his son-in-law. Shekal Shanav Sheyich Etzah and the Dunya. That every year the son-in-law lets his father hold on to this principle, yitin lo kach v'kach schar. He's going to give him this much money on an annual basis, mutter. She'ein ze el k'mois v'lo nadunya. The way to look at the situation is if just the father-in-law is increased the nadunya. Kilo omelay is if the father-in-law said, ani nois me'elcho matana kach v'kach l'zman plani. I'm giving you a gift, this much of a gift for this much time. If I won't give you the gift by that time, I'll give you even more, the mutter. But the dafka, this is all permissible. If this was agreed upon at the time of the engagement, at the time of the arrangement, the kibin darat aloy hayol of shem chiv. Until now, the father-in-law had no obligation to the son-in-law. Imken hakol hu chiv echad. It's all just one obligation. Avil in b'shas k'sivus hatunayim l'schaim b'stach kach nadunya. After the time of engagement, they agreed to a certain amount. B'shas achatzanim roitz l'spash losu dover ma b'shvil hachovas hazman. If at the time of the wedding, the father-in-law says, "If you'll give me more time to pay you, then I'll give you more money." Usur. Tzrichim las b'darachet. Then you have to come up with a permissible way to avoid a problem of interest. Sif Chof Dalad. Yisrael Shalom Ev Kacham Barivis. If a Jew borrowed money from a non-Jew with interest, Yisrael Achayyeh Arev, and another Jew will be the guarantor. Im Bein Yitzhein Ev Kacham Yochel Tvay Tchila Elas Aloyva. If the non-Jew has recourse first only to the Loiva. Ach Kishlayer Ev Sharas Lugvois Ben Aloyva. Only if the loiva doesn't have the ability to pay, as yochel l'tvoy min ha'arif, then it could go after the guarantor, it's mutter. Avon in huba inyan, if the arrangement was, shayv k'chavim yochel l'tvoy t'chila sa'arif, he could go directly to the guarantor, im kain, have a kilo arif loiva, m'rav k'chavim, it's considered like the guarantor is the one that borrowed money from the nachri, v'helva yisrael ha'loiva, and now he lent that money to another Jew. That means one Jew lending money to another Jew with interest. And that's also. If a non-Jew borrowed money from a Jew with ribbis, and they ask a Jew to be the guarantor. If the malvis first recourses to the non-Jew, the loiva, only in a situation where they can't, when the Oivik Chavim Loiva won't be able to pay, as Yigvim and Oiriv, only then will he go after the Oiriv Mutter. Avul and Binyan, if the loan was structured, Binyan Shiokh Litfai Gamas Oiriv, that it could go right away after the guarantor. Imken Hu Oiriv, Ha Oiriv Hu Kamai Loiva. So the Oiriv is considered like a Loiva. And if the Oiriv is considered like a Loiva, it's like a Jew lent money to another Jew with interest for Osir. Vim Yisrael Arav Rak Ba'ada Karen. But if the Jew in this case is only a guarantor on the principle, V'loi Ba'ada Ribbis, he's not a guarantor on the Ribbis, even if the borrower, even if the lender could go after the Jew first, it would be Mutter. Sif Chav Hei. Avi Kacham Shalom Yisrael. If Avi Kacham says to a Jew, Lavei B'shvili Mos B'Ribbis Yisrael Amashkin Zeh, borrow on my behalf money from a Yisrael with interest on behalf of the mashkin that I'm giving you. I feel any nice on the mashkin. Even if the Avin Kacham doesn't provide a mashkin, he only gives a shtar chayv. He puts up a document that he'll pay the loan. And the person who's lending the money is relying on that mashkin that the Avin Kacham provided. Or on the document of obligation that the Avin Kacham provided. And the shliach has no personal responsibility in this transaction, mutter. But Philim Yisrael Shliach, maybe it's the ribbis l'malva, even if it's the Shliach who brings the ribbis to the malva, still, mutter l'kabloi, the malva may receive that ribbis. Ovat she malva yigma zois bedatoi, but the malva has to be aware and recognize shekol achrayis hamashkin v'amos, bein ba'avah, bein b'chazorah, everything is kol achrayosoi, is only on his own responsibility, and the Yisrael, the Shliach, lo yihyeh shem achrayis, has no personal responsibility here. Sif chavov, ken Yisrael shenaskin mashkin, o shtar chayv Yisrael chaveri. One Jew gave a mashkin or an IOU to another Jew, shiyiva b'shvi al zem mois b'ribis mevik chavim, that based on this, this person who I'm giving this to, the Jew is giving this to, should borrow money with ribbis from an akum. If the avik chum is completely relying on the mashkin on the star, while a shliach and the Yisrael, who is the shliach here, ain't shemachrayis, he has no responsibility, so it's like a loan from a nochri to a Jew, and therefore even though there's interest, mutter. The kenem Yisrael, hilvet chilul Yisrael, chaver al mashkin. If one Jew lent money to another Jew based on a mashkin, vakach omel amalva, and then he says to Malva, Lavei mois mevk chum berubis, please borrow money from Akum amashkim zu, v'alai l'shalom hakeren v'aribis, and I will directly pay the loan and the interest to the nochri. Im mevk chum soimach atzmela mashkin levad, if the mevk chum is relying on the mashkin which belongs to the Jew, so it's considered a transaction between the nochri and the Jew, and therefore there's, even though there's interest, it's mutter. Sif Chav Zayin, Yisrael Shehivel Evik Chavim Mashkin Beribis Kach V'Kach L'Chaydish. A Yisrael lent money to a Nochri with the understanding this much is going to be paid on a monthly basis. V'Achach Bo Yisrael Chaveri, and now comes another Jew and says Shehu Yivelei Samos Amashkin Zu, that he'll lend the money, that he'll lend him the money based on this Mashkin for Shu Yitas Ribis Sheyalam Ayoyim at a Peroin Mutter, and that he will collect all the money from the Akum from today until the time payment. So again, it's Mutter, because it's a Nochri paying a Jew, which is permissible. Aval, Misrael Rishon Kvazok of Sakarim in Maribis, the Cholzman Avah. What the Yisrael and the original Yisrael and the Nochri did is they combined in making a calculation how much this loan interest will carry, and they make that into one final number. Yizaka v'sakeren in my rebis l'chol zman halva hareku kol sher Yisrael. By doing this, what they've done is it's all considered Ruvein. It's considered the original person's loan. V'asla havas amashkin zem Yisrael chaver beribis, and then you can't use the Yisrael's mashkin to have a ribis transaction. Have a keil and nice ribbon kisa. It's as if a Jew is paying ribbis. Sif chavzai ma'as v'shiyosam of God and v'yadav v'kachavim. If the money of a Jew is in the hands of an akum, v'hilv ma'as only saw the ribbis, and that akum lends that money to another Jew, im hay bachrayis v'kachavim. If this money is under the responsibility, if this money is considered under the responsibility of completely of the nachri, shem yoyv rechayiv. And if this loan won't get collected, Yuschayv hu l'shal b'maysof, he's going to have to pay for that loss, mutter. However, if it's not the Akum's responsibility, now, usher, because it's considered as one Jew lending to another Jew in ribbis. L'kein, b'makom sheyesh kvus maysos k'dayma, k'shavsaf k'dayma. So shaft is like a savings account. It's like a savings association, what we would call a bank. Sheish Yisrael Chalokim, the Jew has in it shares. Shemash Yisrael, Sham Yisrael, Lovim Sham Baribis, the Jews that borrow money from that bank with interest, even though the directors of the bank are of the Kachavim, the Kamakim nearly this a Gamahu. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that it's usur. Therefore, one may not deposit money there. to Shema Yivel Yisrael Sheina Hogan, he may end up lending money, they may lend money to a Jew who will take ribbis. You can't lend, you can't borrow. We have to be concerned that there's Jewish money involved here, and Jewish money cannot participate in any transaction that involves ribbis amongst Jews. So here we're learning that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch takes a very strong position, a strict position, regarding a bank that has any Jewish depositors, Jewish bank holders. Many of the Poskim disagree with this approach, and they say if there's a bank that has Jewish shareholders, Jewish depositors, it doesn't make that this is considered a Jewish enterprise, and if this bank is lending or borrowing money with interest, it's considered as if a Jew is doing business with interest. And in fact, the Shas HaTshuvas Shal Meshev, Rabbi Yosef Shal Natanz on the Lemba Gerov, wrote a letter to the Rabbi Shlomo Gantzvi, the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that he disagrees. And he says that you may want to use here a concept that we find often in Shas of Breira, Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. And Yesh Breira says that we retroactively assume that this is this and this is that. Ein Breira says we don't do so. And the halacha is that by a deraisa we're concerned for Breira, but the Shaul Meshev says that that's only in a thing that could be identified. Here where all the money is combined and most of the money is from non-Jews and the directors are non-Jews, he asked the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that he should retract from this sif. Moreover, the Shas HaTshuvas Maram Shik says that when a bank collects interest, it's not so simple that it should be considered a situation of interest. It should be considered that the bank has expenses of salaries for its workers and the entire upkeep of the bank, and therefore the fact that they're collecting interest maybe could be viewed, he says, not as a situation of interest. Really, it's that instead of interest, instead of getting a set amount per loan, they do it in an interest fashion, but it's not really ribbis. Sif Chav Tes. Shutfim Shetzricha Livos Mos Ribbis Mavik Chavim. If partners own a business and they have to borrow money from a nochri with interest, Yasu Shels Chachem Eich Lasos, they have to find out what is the proper to do. Because if not, what the right thing to do, says the Taz, is that both partners should lend the borrowed money and sign the document. So it's as if it's not the business, and it's not like one partner is borrowing on behalf of the other partner. And in fact, the Poskim discuss that if Yisrael and Nochri are partners in business, and the business that they do is lending money, so the way they should set up their business is that whenever there is a loan taking place, if the borrower is a Nochri, that should be considered it's going to the Jew's share. If it's a Jew who's borrowing, the ribbis is going to the Nochri share. And then they should figure out a way that they could divide the profits. Mumer, Sif Lamed, Mumer Os Lovas Mimena Beribis. We may not borrow money even from non-religious Jews. The Gamla Havas Leberibis, who said lending him money, Yesh Lachmer. And as the Poskim speak, that even though in Halacha there is a concept of a mumer, and when we speak in Halacha about the concept of a mumer, in many areas a mumer is not considered, doesn't have the status of a full-fledged Jew, but says the Shailas Chuvas Marshag, the Chazanish, that the non-religious Jews that we are in our world are not really considered mumerim. What they're considered are Tinnik Shenishba. And a Tinnik Shenishba is a full-fledged Jew, and any difference in halacha that there is between a mumer and a regular Jew would not apply to a Tinnik Shenishba.